drained me the most in my life, it wasn't work. It wasn't some sort of stress or a full calendar. People. People who dumped their drama on me and walked away lighter while I was completely empty. Just recently, a friend called me. When I saw her name on my screen, I already felt my body tense up. I knew here comes another emotional storm. This woman is always in crisis. Every conversation is intense, chaotic, and emotionally overwhelming. And while I want to be there for her, I always hang up feeling exhausted, like someone drained my internal battery. Maybe you've experienced something like this. Maybe you know something similar, a call, a meeting, an interaction, and afterwards you feel depleted. Even though nothing big happened physically. So today I want to talk to you about how to protect your energy so you don't have to feel this way anymore. When I speak about energy, I don't just mean physical energy. Our energy is multidimensional. It's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, and it's spiritual. It's your life force, the frequency you vibrate with. It's what gets you out of bed in the morning. It's what helps you stay clear and grounded and in alignment with your higher self. Your energy determines how you show up in the world and what you attract into your life. That's why your energy is sacred. Yeah? And that's why it deserves your protection. So let's look at what drains your energy. Often it's not what we expect. Here are three common external energy thieves. Number one is expectation from others. So maybe you are trying to meet everyone's needs, being available, being polite, being a good girl, and it can wear you out. Second one is emotional dumping and projection. So people projecting their fears, their stress, or anger onto you as if you're their emotional trash can. They feel better and you're left feeling heavy. And the third one is emotional overload. Our nervous systems are bombarded daily by news and noise and negativity, by conflict and overstimulation. And we think it's normal, but it's not. Our inner battery gets drained long before we notice it. Now let's talk about the inner thieves, because often it's not just the world around us, it's the world inside us. Guilt is one of them. That voice saying, I should be available. I can't say no. I don't want to let them down. These feelings weigh us down slowly and quietly. Limiting beliefs is another one. I'm not good enough. I have to earn my worth. I always have to be strong. Yeah, beliefs like these silently drain us every day. Or constant comparison. You scroll through social media and suddenly you feel smaller. You feel less beautiful, less successful, less enough. That invisible pull toward more, it eats up your peace and it dims your light. Now, maybe you're thinking, but I do try to recharge. I watch a movie, I eat something nice, I scroll a little, I relax on the couch. But here's the truth. Most of what we think of as relaxation is actually numbing, not restoring. TV, scrolling, snacking, shopping, it gives temporary relief, but it doesn't connect you with yourself. It's like putting frosting on an empty cake, sugar coating the exhaustion. And the next day, you wake up just as tired. So let's talk about what actually restores you, what brings your system back into harmony, and what lifts your frequency. Meditation would always be my first go. Just a few minutes of stillness can reconnect you with your inner source. Second one is a walk in nature, best barefoot. Like feel the sun on your face, let trees and winds recalibrate your nervous system. And it's the sun. Like a few rays of sunlight can shift everything. Your mood, your clarity, your body chemistry, and silence. No input, no noise, no fixing, just being. Maybe in combination with journaling. Put pen to paper and watch noise inside settle. You'll hear your truth again. And maybe for you, it's something else. Maybe it's dancing or painting or deep sleep or a genuine conversation. Your energy is unique. So is your way of recharging. But one thing is clear. Distraction isn't nourishment. I love using the spiral as a symbol of energy. So it starts in your center and it expands outwards like light flowing from your soul into the world. The spiral reminds us life moves in circles, in seasons, in rhythms. Sometimes we feel like we're going in circles, but we're actually evolving. When your energy is low, close your eyes and visualize the spiral inside of you. See yourself moving inward to recharge and then outward to shine. Because your energy isn't linear. It pulses, it moves, it's alive, and it's yours to protect. So let me share a short practice that has helped me a lot. I call it the loving no. You can try it with me right now if you like. Get up on your feet, stand with both feet on the ground. Feel your body upright, steady, and breathe. And now raise one hand in front of you, palm facing outward, like you're saying gently, stop. And then say it out loud, no. Firm, loving, without anger, without fear. Feel how that no creates a space around you. Feel how it says, my energy is sacred. I get to choose where it goes. You can come back to this ritual anytime. When someone crosses your boundary, when your inner critic starts talking, when you feel drained, a soft but clear no is a deep yes to yourself. Remember, you're not here to just function or survive. You're here to shine. And your light is needed. But you can't share it with the world if you keep letting it be drained. The more you protect your energy, the more you return to your truth, to your joy, to your power. So say yes to what nourishes you and a clear no to what depletes you. This isn't selfish. It's sacred. If this message resonates with you, just follow me for more insights on healing, on energy, and living your soul's purpose. Together, we can create a life that's not only sustainable, but deeply, beautifully aligned. From soul to soul, I'm Annie.